is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Radio show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Skins Tuesday show with Dan Nemo and the Caribbean Critic. We were talking about these SSRI medications to control people's minds. These are mind-bending drugs that seem to be causing real problems in many sections of American and British and European society. However, what I would like to say is that America is one of the few nations that allows advertising on television of these prescription medications. You require a script to be able to obtain these articles from and medications from the pharmacies, which poses the question, bearing in mind the level of drug taking in America, are these drugs meant to treat the problem, the disease, or are they meant to treat the symptoms and create huge funding and profit streams for these pharmaceutical companies and the relevant arms of medicine? Well, that is my contention, that that is the case, that they're not treating the disease. They are treating the symptoms. And to a great extent, the medical profession, of course, is to blame because they are allowing this to take place. The drug companies, of course, have huge budgets for advertising, which obviously makes the difference. This is all part of the what Danny was talking about earlier, which is the subversion of the male, the female, the family, the children. Everybody is being bullied and knocked back with these schemes. What do you think, Daniel?
Well, obviously, I mean, the scope of the PSYOP in this country, the psychological warfare, is all-encompassing. I mean, it covers the whole spectrum. What you see on TV, what you hear on the radio, what comes in the theaters, even the advertisements printed on the side of a soft drink can. I mean, the messages are everywhere. They're not only everywhere you look, they're everywhere you don't look. And they're constant. And the message is always negative. I mean, sometimes it's kind of painted in a positive light, like, you know, do you want your baby to be safe? Well, that sounds like a very positive message, but it really isn't. It means your child might be in danger. It's supposed to create fear. And that is the predominant message. No matter where you look, it's designed to tear down your self-esteem, your confidence, your security, your self-worth. And if all else fails,
like Obamacare, it becomes mandatory.
I was going to say, if all else fails, there's always the racism thing, you see. I was amused to find out a couple of weeks ago that not only was I suffering from white privilege, but that I was also probably a racist and didn't know that I was a racist because, being as I am a white male, I probably harbor some subconscious racism in my brain.
But you should be grateful, Danny, that you are not suffering from that terrible disease called affluenza.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, affluenza, those poor kids, Lord knows, they have it rough. And it's no wonder that they, you know, occasionally run over three or four people while they're drunk and driving underage. Because after all, my God, those poor kids, they just didn't get a fair shake at experiencing life because they lived in this sheltered environment. Now, John, suicide rates in our military went up by a factor of 6 in 1 year between 2008 and 2009, just in 1 year. And the government knew this, and the drug manufacturers knew this, and the public didn't find out about it until sometime later. But it wouldn't have taken a real military genius to have looked at that sudden leap in numbers and start wondering what the hell is going on here. And then you have to assume that the Army Medical Corps pretty much knew what was going on there because they had all the medical records and they were writing these prescriptions for Paxil and Prozac and Zoloft. And
but Danny, these secret waiting lists to go on, the waiting list for the actual treatment. And it seems now that that scheme is right across the VA. Not just in Phoenix, but everywhere. So these returning veterans are denied treatment for months and months and months. No wonder they become depressed. No wonder, having run out of their SSRIs, they become self-harming. You know, without the help the medical profession can provide, these guys are suffering on their own. That they've been through traumatic incidences in various places of war, and are just abandoned when they get back home. For months, well, they're abandoned.
That is one of the more insidious angles to this whole dialogue. It seems to me the U.S. government has always been somewhat negligent in caring for veterans. I remember from the Vietnam days, I had several friends who came back less than complete. And they didn't get treated right back then. But I was going to say, John, one of the government's responses to this apparent connection between SSRIs and suicide, they mandated that the drug manufacturers put a warning inside the box that these drugs may increase your likelihood of committing suicide. You would have thought what they would have done is they would have tightened the prescribing criteria. And certainly, with regard to the military, they would have tightened their observation and, you know, whatever, perhaps even helped them withdraw from these drugs, maybe even put them in the hospital for a period of time. But none of this happened. And now, today, what you're talking about is suddenly a scandal. And some guy quit. The head of the VA, didn't he resign a couple of days ago?
Yeah, that's right.
And so now what does this mean? It's all better now? They've been ignoring it for all these years. They got all these thousands of guys running around that are...
The Bob Justin Show.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Tuscan's Tuesday. Yes, welcome back with Dan Nemo and Caribbean Critic, your host for this evening. We have kindly been given the opportunity to host the show on the RBN network here. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. If you want to ask a question, put a point of view, or disagree with us, so whatever you wish, this is your voice to America. Make it known.
And speaking of which, I just came across an article, John. A year ago it was printed. At that time, the New York Times said that 22 American veterans and or servicemen per day were committing suicide. And they admit in the article, however, that that figure is probably low because of the criteria the military uses to determine whether or not someone actually committed suicide or not. But to me, 22 a day is
More than the Taliban are doing, Danny.
Yes.
More than the so-called enemy.
Exactly. It would seem to me that the army would want to declare war on the army. With statistics like that, and there doesn't seem to be any acknowledgement. I mean, okay, was it Hegel that resigned? Was that his name?
No. Hegel is the current defense secretary.
He's the current, yes, that's right. I'm sorry, I am so bad with names, especially when it comes to American politicians, because they're all such a boring and distasteful bunch of people. I don't really want to know any of them. But anyway, 22 a day a year ago. I wonder what the figures are today. And I wonder what their plans are. And I got to thinking, you know, suicide, especially of your veterans, while you're building them up on one side. I mean, there's a talk radio show or two. Every time a veteran calls in, the guy says, thank you for your service, thank you for your service. And I agree that servicemen should be acknowledged for whatever reason. They may not be proud of what they did, but, you know, at least they did it. At least they stepped up to the plate. But that has the effect of increasing the grief load on America. When somebody you look up to, somebody you respect, somebody that you may even feel you owe a debt of gratitude to, commits suicide. And I see that angle in the overall depressing of America, the destruction of our morale. Lord knows how many millions of dollars the military, is spending on these drugs. And Lord knows how much insurance companies are shelling out. Everybody complains.
There's another scandal brewing on that, Danny. They're sidestepping payouts to the survivors of these veterans who pay the ultimate sacrifice.
You're
the ultimate
me.
Price. I'm absolutely not kidding you. No, They're doing all sorts of weirdos, claiming that these people were mentally disturbed. That stops the payout. All sorts of things. It's an absolute scandal that is still to break through into the mainstream that people can look at, examine, and realize the absolute corruption that is going on in this circle of military and politics. Unbelievable.
Well, I've been around military all my life. Military family, military Boy Scout troop, went to military school, dependent schools. I've worked for the military several years. It's difficult for me to grasp how we can have a government that treats its own people, its own military, special people.
Well, I have a solution now, Danny. I have a solution. We are coming into the midterms elections. Election fever is beginning to take hold. We can determine what happens in those elections. Get rid of the Democrats and the repugnance for others who will actually represent the people.
Yeah, well, that's another fight, though, John. We don't have anybody to choose from. That's another problem. It's a good point, but do you
want to... Well, we have Fred in Iowa.
Yeah, let's see.
Calling in.
Let's see.
Let's take the call, Danny. Fred, are you there?
I just tuned in, so I'm not up to speed, but, you know, I go all over the Internet looking here and there, but National Film Board of Canada, you know, there's a lot of history about Canada and Hudson Bay and the Inuit and all that, which is of interest to me because I lived in Alaska a lot of years. But they've got a documentary, Shameless Propaganda, and it was made in 2013, and it's 71 minutes long. I hope if Werner's listening, that he would check it out, National Film Board of Canada, Shameless Propaganda. But what just enrages me, all these things that are happening and people are aware of, at least RBN listeners are aware of, what our government is doing, and the bankers' wars, and all these stupid idiots, meaning great grandfathers my age and grandfathers and fathers, sending their sons into the military is stupid. It's
Fred, and I, we're going to have to interrupt you with a break here, but I want you to keep talking and hang on through the break. Anyway, I just want to give you a heads up. Keep up. What were you saying now?
Well, we're aware of what our government is doing in these continual wars, and even the general public is becoming aware of what the bankers are doing.
All right, stand by, Fred. I hear the music. We'll be right back after this short message.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another
race. Welcome back to Tuskin's Tuesday Show. We have Fred in Iowa on the line. Continue, Fred, with your last conversation and thoughts.
Yeah, to jump back to the National Film Board of Canada, they've been, I think his name was Grierson, he was a Scot, and not a Canadian citizen, but he was the first person that started the documentary, and anyhow, in 1944, they had it's a 2.5 minute, you know, a video on
a clip.
Canada. Keep your mouth shut, and it's 2.5 minutes. In other words, it shows a picture of two women talking on the phone and asking about their husband. Well, a ship left, and he said, well, keep that quiet. And then the next scene, you see a ship going down. Well, when I was aboard the Yorktown aircraft carrier in 1956 in Yokosuka, Japan, to ask the prostitutes where the ship was, what port it was going to next. You know, that's a bunch of hooey. They didn't want people talking about the war. But getting back to the situation now, and June the 10th, 1914, hell, for the last 15 years, the public worldwide has had the information about what their governments are doing, what the banks are doing, and why in the hell we are still glorifying war and what's happening in the vets and how they're drugging them up, and if you don't get killed in war, they're going to kill you when you get back here, is insanity. And, you know, I got to watch what I'm saying.
Well, like, Fred, unfortunately, we saw our leaders over in Normandy celebrating that slaughterhouse that were the D-Day landings. You know, this is the glorification of blood sacrifice. It's nonsense. It has to stop. Well, I think we're going to have to let you go now, Fred, because we have another caller on the line. We have Matt in Missouri. Matt in Missouri, can you come in, please?
Hey, this is Robert from Missouri. Can you hear me?
All right, you can be Robert then.
You can.
you know, I've heard this figure of so many veteran suicides per day, etc. I've heard it on numerous alternative talk radio programs. And I mean a lot. And I've heard a lot of time devoted to this subject. Let's say this. George Carlin, we all know who he was, right? He said, there are many rules I live by. The first rule I live by, I don't trust anything the government tells me. Nothing. Zero. Zip. And so when we hear a figure like this, how many veterans suicide today, the government releases this figure out into the public, into the media. And I personally am leery of taking it and running with it and believing it. Now, I know there's a lot of our veterans on SSRIs. I'm a Marine Corps veteran, honorably discharged. It's possible that it's true, but it's also possible that it's disinformation. And we have to be, whenever the government tells us that so many of this, so many of that, we have to take it and look at it and dig into it. I wanted to bring up this killing of the two officers in Las Vegas right outside the Bundy Ranch. And supposedly these killers are alternative media people, the followers of alternative media. They are enmeshed within the so-called patriot movement. They supposedly lay down a Gadsden flag on one of the officers, and they throw down a swastika of some sort on one of the officers. You know, and then the guy has pictures all over the place dressed as the Joker, another Batman-themed, shooting. I immediately felt red flags go off within my spirit that this is somehow it doesn't add up. And his wife shoots him full of holes.
What I think, Robert, is that what they're trying to do is make these organizations guilty because this guy and this gal was associated with them. Guilt by association. It's not necessarily reality that these organizations, the Don't Tread on Me and all the rest, are guilty of anything other than activism and objection to the government's...
Yeah, John, it doesn't matter if it's really John and Robert. I think the point is it doesn't matter if there's truth to it or not. What matters is that they continue to repeat the message over and over again any way that they can. That it's negative, it's going to destroy the country's morale, which it's doing. It's going to make people afraid, which it's doing. And really, the truth of details or even major events is not relevant because it's effective. If they continue to repeat these negative messages over
and over again. It's another avenue of subversion, Danny.
Yes.
But I agree with that. I agree because... What I think the real objective was with this, what I consider a some sort of a psyop, black op operation with this killings, is to separate the law enforcement community with the patriot movement and to turn law enforcement against the patriotic Americans that fly the Gadsden flag, which has been around since the American Revolution. To turn everybody against the Second Amendment people, to turn everybody against those that supported the Bundy Ranch, against the federal agents. And so it's a very multi-layered psyop here. And it's really sick. At the same time, they're flooding the southern border with all of these illegal aliens, and the federal government is, through the major organs of media in Central and South America, saying, bring your children here, amnesty awaits you, free health care, free everything, the Marxist slogan, I tell you what, they're accelerating the program, and the country is going to be balkanized even further. And I'll tell you what, these people don't know the trap that they're entering.
No, but that's why you're here and that's why we're here. We need to get this word out. We need to get this word out. We need to spread. Yeah,
Robert, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
How long did you serve in the Marines?
I signed up for 8 years, and I did 4 years on active duty, and then I had to do 4 years on what they call inactive ready reserves.
Okay. Well, I did 16 years in the Air Force there. Different arm of the military, but I didn't, because I'd served so long, I didn't have to serve any active reserve.
Yeah, well, that was a different military, John. That was a different
time as well.
Different time as well. And we're going to come up to a break soon. I want Fred
in California
to hang on through the break. Yeah. If you don't mind, Fred. But Robert, thanks for the call. Interesting stuff. Good stuff. John, as before the music starts, there are so many of us who know what is going on now. The problem seems to be getting enough people who don't know what's going on to know what's going on. And all I can say to the folks out there is, if you don't want to tell them yourself, tell them to listen to RBN. Somebody's got to tell them. We'll be right back after this break.
Information.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices and a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
What are you thinking? Micro Plant Powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of Micro Plant Powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lung, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back to Tuscan's Tuesday with Dan Nemo and the Caribbean Critic. We have a caller on the line, Fred in California. Are you there, Fred?
Well, I want to thank you, too, for taking my call. And I want to thank your producer, Dan, for taking it as well. He's seldom spoken about during these programs, but he plays a very important part in it. You know, I speak as a veteran of Vietnam. And when I hear that 22 vets are taking their lives on a daily basis, it doesn't surprise me. these discretionary wars, and I call them discretionary wars because they're not wars to protect our country, and we're told or misled to believe that we're fighting for a democracy, for a better way of life. That's all BS. And what happens is when you get into a war zone and you see active duty, like I did, I saw too much of it, and you have a choice of between taking someone else's life or having them take your life. Well, guess who you're going to take? And I would like to refer to this latest person that we say defected over to the enemy. And, you know, when you're in a war situation and see active duty and you're getting shot at, it really puts a reality check into your brain, and different people react to it differently. Some just emotionally cop out and take their own lives. Some see the reality for what it is, that maybe we're wrong and they're right, and that what we're doing on their land, that they did not invade our land. And you see so many innocent people get killed. I think it's about one soldier dies for every 20 innocent people killed in a war zone. And you see this. And it works on your conscience. And before anybody makes a prejudgment from the safety of your home in front of your TV set and want to make a judgment and say, you know, this guy should be hung or, you know, for desertion. And yes, it's a tragedy that six or so people, fellow soldiers, died trying to rescue him. That's just part of the whole thing of war. It's a shame. But I know where this guy was coming from. He saw all this death, and he realized that he was not fighting on the good side. And I can see it. And so before anybody makes a judgment...
If I may interrupt...
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I did 16 years, and I know how you feel. Because these aren't... I mean, they're wars of choice. Our governments choose to go into these situations and put the military men at risk. It's a choice. It was absolutely unnecessary to go into Vietnam. It was absolutely unnecessary. We were lied into Iraq. We were lied into Afghanistan. The whole premise of these wars is based on lies. And when you realize that and you are there with, submerged in muck and bullets, it really brings reality to the front. And the main thing is you have this survival instinct. You either shoot the enemy or they shoot you. You either shoot the enemy to prevent your friend next to you getting shot. You know, it's just an intense situation that is overwhelming to some people.
It challenges your stability mentally. It's like being thrown in the mixmaster. And if you're very stable as an individual, you'll make it through. There's some that are not, and they make bad choices. And before anyone out there attempts to make a judgment on any individual's actions in a war setting where, you know, in my case, less than half of the 125 men that I was with did not make it back. We were, you know, up in a really bad area, up along the Cambodian border and the Iron Triangle. And you couldn't have been in a worse spot in 1968 after Tet. And by the way, we're all out there thinking that we just fought NBA. No, we fought Chinese as well. But just to get back to this whole thing, it just doesn't surprise me at all. And war is hell. And to take another person's life, and let me tell you this, to all those wannabes out there that are putting together their AR-15s and their M4s and all this sort of stuff, when it gets down to putting the pressure on that trigger finger and you've got somebody in your sight, that's reality, and that's taking another person's life. And I've had to live with the guilt of that ever since. And I took a lot of lives over there. And I had no choice at the time in some certain respects because, you know, once you're in the sandbox and you're face-to-face and you're fighting about two or three times a week, which we were, you don't have a choice. I could not desert the guys I was with, but I can see how somebody who's facing a tremendous amount of guilt at the carnage that's being caused and knowing that you're not in the right. This is not the first time a deserter has taken off to the other side. It happened in Vietnam, and it's happened in all wars. And it's mainly because of the guilt of seeing what's going on. And I don't know. It's been a pleasure hearing you talk tonight about this. I feel bad about the six people that died trying to save this individual's life. But, you know, you can't make a judgment about an individual who's, you know, under fire, has seen many battles. You just can't make, you can't sit here at the comfort of your home and make a decision about how this person should behave.
Fred, Fred, I want to thank you for a very powerful phone call. I'm really grateful you called in and explained this. The problem is, Fred, that people aren't just sitting at home trying to figure out what to do. People are sitting in the damn White House figuring out what to do.
It's terrible.
That's the problem.
And it's very frustrating knowing that. And I don't know, I'm just kind of getting a little bit emotional here on this, but I'll say this much to all those people out there is you can't take another person's life without them taking your life as well. And you'll live with it for the rest of your life. And that's why these 22 people are dying every day is because they know they've done it. And it's a hard thing to live with. I've been able to get through it.
Fred, I'm sorry. The music's playing. We're out of time. Once again, I'm so glad you called. Listen in later. Call us again. John, thank you. John, we got to bail out, man. There it is.
Yep, well, good night, America. We'll be on again as soon as Mr. Tuskin gives us the opportunity. We promise to keep you informed. We promise to give you our truth as far as we know it and our opinions and call in.
Call in, you give us yours. Thank you.
Yeah, we enjoy the discussion. We enjoy the show. Thank you for listening, and it's good night from him, and good night from me. With financial.